This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. 603-283-6160 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And also, we're going to tell you about this big bank that is predicting a recession shock is coming to the United States. We'll find out more about that. You can share your thoughts with us. Again, the number 603-283-6160. We're also discussing the news out of Michigan, where two men in the case regarding the alleged plan to abduct the governor there during COVID, that whole thing that happened, two of them were found not guilty, and the other two were hung jury. Two pleaded guilty prior to trial. And so it's been quite an interesting case so far. We're going to tell you more about that on the way. But first, we go to your calls. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, our city is going to do some spring cleaning for the next 2 months. We're going to clean out the city, picking up trash and
this
cleaning.
This town needs an enema.
The whole thing is that, the funny thing is that they all want volunteers. They're not going to pay anybody.
Hmm.
That's the funny thing about it. You know what I mean? I guess people feel like they care about the city. They're excited enough to work for free. I mean, it's a good motive. And then, but how is that going to, you know, discourage the trash makers?
It just picks up the mess. I mean, how are you going to discourage people who litter? There are already $100 plus, or I think in Massachusetts they got a $1,000 fine for littering, and yeah. You know what it does? Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, this is the
leg for you.
This is the problem when you're trying to go after every tiny infraction. You know, people realize that it's not likely they're going to get caught, and no matter how much you make it, it's not going to increase the chances of being caught. So it's not going to reduce. And people also, the other point that I think is important is, people don't think usually when they're committing crimes, they're not thinking about the fact that they could be caught or, you know, that there's something that's going to happen. So increasing the penalty doesn't actually impact, you know, the number of crimes that get committed.
Yeah, certainly the case in littering.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, I don't think there's anything you can do about this besides just try to educate people and ask them to behave nicely.
Ian, you make a good point there with educating people, because it's actually one of the ways that we've actually, I shouldn't say we, but sadly, this is, I think it was a government program, but government has actually been successful at something in terms of people not littering, like on highways. It used to be the common thing was to throw your trash out the window.
So you think people have gotten better at this?
If you look back at like the 30s, 40s, and 50s, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, the highways were filled with litter, and it was TV and radio campaigns that actually helped solve the problem. I mean, and you know,
I remember the Crying Indian ads, which actually the guy who did that was Russell Means, who was a libertarian.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
wow.
And this would have been before our time, so none of us probably remember it, but that's my understanding of how, I mean, because if you look at the highways today, they're certainly not full of litter.
The Crying Indian ads were in the 70s.
Okay.
There you go, Sarah. You need more crying Indians. They need to bring back the crying Indian. That's what it. That's what it is.
It was the crying Indian. That is. That was one of the ads. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, he did die 3 years back.
Yeah. It wasn't actually a real Indian.
Sarah doesn't know.
What was he crying about? He was crying about the
litter.
Litter. He was just looking around a littered littered landscape, and he would have just one tear.
It was a really effective campaign. And
it was.
It worked. It wasn't. It wasn't like the not the weed ads, but the smoking
your brain on drugs.
Yeah, the brain on drugs. It wasn't like that. It was actually a decent advertisement.
Yeah,
for,
Smokey the Bear been pretty decent? You know, all things considered, to stop.
I don't know anybody
from making forest fires.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who was like, oh, I'm going to go start a forest fire, and then it does get people to think twice.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number 603-283-6160. I got to agree with you there. I mean, look, we don't on this show, we don't love the government or anything like that or coercion, but if they're going to spend some money on a campaign, then it's better to persuade than threaten people.
Right.
I'd much rather see that than having people brought up on criminal charges.
Right, and that's the only point that I am trying to make here. I'm not trying to say we should go spending tons of money on these campaigns. I'm simply saying that if you're going to be... You're better off throwing money at those campaigns than throwing money at adding police to the street. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for sure.
And the nice thing about an education campaign is anybody can do one. You don't have to wait for the government.
Right.
That's right.
You know, if you've got a hobby horse that you want to ride.
Sarah could raise some money. She could put her own campaign together.
That would require effort on her part. I don't think she does effort.
She could, though. If she
could.
In theory. So back to the story here at BuzzFeedNews.com about the federal prosecutors botching up the job against these guys accused of wanting to kidnap the governor of Michigan. They thankfully ruined their case in the eyes of the jury. The jury found two of them not guilty and two of them were hung juries, which sadly means those two hung juries are likely going to be retried. But to make their case, according to BuzzFeed, federal prosecutors presented a mountain of evidence, hundreds of audio clips, videos, and text messages, many of which show the men describing violence they would personally like to inflict on the governor, plus the testimony of a confidential informant, two undercover FBI agents, and two defendants who pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with the investigation.
Oh.
But the most striking thing about the closely watched 15-day trial might be what the jury never got to see. Both before and during the trial, prosecutors went to extraordinary lengths to exclude evidence and witnesses that might undermine their arguments. Sounds like the Ross Ulbricht trial, where they did everything they could to tilt the scales against Ross. While winning the right to bring in almost anything favorable to their own side. As a result, defense attorneys were largely reduced to nibbling at the edges of the government's case in hopes of instilling doubt in the jurors' minds and to making claims about official misconduct with vanishingly few pieces of evidence to support them. Over and over during the course of the trial, the prosecution objected to any attempts by defendants to provide context for the often shocking sound bites and text messages shown in court. Objections sustained by a judge who agreed that such material risked confusing the jury.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it sounds like a stacked case.
If you don't have context, how are you supposed to interpret what you're hearing?
In the prosecution's favor, apparently.
Well, if you don't, you're confused.
Wow. I mean, this is how messed up our system is.
It is.
And it's not like it's, it happens once in a while.
That's the thing. Ross Ulbricht was not a freak occurrence. It was just the one we paid close attention to.
Mm-hmm.
The result was, from at least the defense's point of view, a stunningly one-sided presentation that left the preponderance of evidence out of court and gave jurors precious little to balance against the Justice Department's claims. Quote, "The government controls the evidence," said Fox's attorney in his closing statement Friday, and he continued saying, "and they can play whatever they want," unquote. Back in 2020, when the government announced the FBI had broken up a violent plot against the sitting governor, the case seemed like a sure thing. In addition to the men accused of a kidnapping conspiracy in federal court, Michigan's attorney general had charged 8 other people for providing material assistance to terrorism for their role in the scheme. Months later, the Justice Department tacked on weapons of mass destruction charges, elevating it to a terrorism case as well. But over the next 17 months, a different and more nuanced version of events began to emerge. And, of course, this is always the case, by the way, in federal prosecutions that where people don't take the guilty plea right away. You get to actually find out what their case is eventually.
Yep.
And then they actually have to make a case, which many of the time they're expecting to not even have to bother. Like, they know people are going to take a guilty plea.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, too, I've noticed, is that often when they have weak cases, they'll use other means of slandering people in, like, articles and media and stuff.
You mean like when they call Ross Ulbricht a murderer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is a common...
Without charging him with that?
Right, this is a common tactic. And the FBI actually seems to have some forethought sometimes in doing things that result in unproven accusations, as in that case, has also been done in in certain other cases here recently.
Defense attorneys in both the state and federal cases contended in a series of filings and pretrial hearings that their clients may have been loudmouths or even anti-government cranks, but they never actually intended to hurt anyone and couldn't have pulled off a kidnapping to save their own lives. Fox, the lawyers noted, was so hapless, he lived in the basement of a vacuum cleaner store and was forced to go to the Mexican restaurant next door when he needed to use the bathroom. Croft, for his part, ranted about shooting down airships, cutting down every tree on the border between Ohio and Michigan, and setting off electromagnetic pulse weapons that his lawyer characterized at the trial as, quote, movie stuff. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, inviting
you join us here at 603-283-6161 to comment on the men found not guilty in the case regarding so-called weapons of mass destruction against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Apparently they brought WMD charges against these guys at one point.
It just sounds so crazy.
Anyway, they're accused of, you know, basically domestic terrorism, and a jury found them not guilty. Two of them were hung jury, and the other two pled guilty prior to trial. One of them got 75 months in prison, while two of them, now that they're found not guilty, are walking out of court free men. Of course, you don't get all the time back that you spent, you know, preparing for trial and, you know, the difficulty of life not being able to actually really accomplish anything meaningful because you've got jail hanging over your head. It is frustrating, but hey, it's better to not have to go to federal prison than to go. So we got more on that story. It's a huge win, again, for jury trials, which have been, as you pointed out, Chris, surprisingly positive for many freedom-oriented defendants, including the folks at the Bundy Ranch back in 2013, who, of those who went to trial, I believe all of them, were found not guilty.
I think you're right. The only person who went to prison over that was...
he pleaded before?
Jerry DeLamis, who took the plea.
Yeah, I wanted to say Finicrum, but that was the one who was killed.
If I recall, I don't think this changed at any point either. They wouldn't let him undo his guilty plea.
You don't do that.
So...
Freedom's Phoenix, by the way, is your source for all news. Economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place, and from a fresh libertarian perspective, you can find this and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. So more from the summary from BuzzFeed News. They're talking about how the defense in this case was basically neutered by the judge in the case, who continued to sustain prosecutorial objections to, like, for instance, letting the defendants explain their statements. The prosecution would present text messages from, you know, completely out of context of what these guys were saying.
This is a pattern with the government and taking things out of context. And if you can't explain it and you're not allowed to show the messages that came before or after the text message,
it's a show trial.
It's a show trial. It's literally a show trial. And we saw the same thing in the case of Christopher Cantwell. And
that's correct.
I'm not a fan of Christopher Cantwell, but you can't put people, you can't put evidence against people and then not have context, because it's going to get, it's not going to be understood. And if it's not understood, it's going to, you can make people out to, you know, horrible people. And
that's
probably
what they were
a horrible
trying
person,
to do.
But he may not have done the things that they were accusing him of, is the point.
Yeah. The statements defense said was just talk. And they, therefore, are protected by the First Amendment. To the degree there was any actual plan to kidnap Whitmer, they added, it was the FBI that cooked it up. While the government's minions, as many as a dozen confidential informants, lured the defendants into half-heartedly playing along. They said it was a case of entrapment, and that they had hundreds of recordings, text messages, and Facebook posts that would shine a very different light on the government narrative. They included exhibits showing informants smoking cannabis with the defendants, plying them with offers of cash, and working them into a lather with anti-government talk of their own. There was evidence of informants and FBI agents discussing ways to lure more suspects into the case, and extensive audio of defendants discussing absurd schemes involving stolen Black Hawk helicopters, 300-strong armies, and newly minted silver currencies the defense believed showed the men were simply fantasizing. But on February 2nd, the judge, Robert J. Jonker, ruled that most of the evidence the defense hoped to present couldn't even be mentioned in court, let alone shown to the jury. Though the evidence were, or the exhibits were, direct audio recordings or transcriptions, just like much of the prosecution's evidence, the judge dismissed the material as irrelevant hearsay.
Wow.
So just a point of warning here to any of our liberty activist types out there, or people who want to be liberty activists. There is a good chance that as your movement becomes successful, and the fact is, if you aren't in New Hampshire, this probably won't happen to you. But as your movement becomes successful, the likelihood of somebody showing up who's working for the federal government is going to increase. It is going to the point of being 100% likely at some point that some federal agent or confidential informant is going to show up. In fact, there was apparently a New Movers party or something like that recently, and I guess somebody said in a room full of people, And I don't remember the exact statement, but they said something about killing government agents out loud, and someone said, get out of here, Fed, and yelled at that guy, and he left.
Yeah. And you know what? This is not the only time that's happened. There's actually been, I think we've counted at least 8 investigations. 2 are public, and again, this is kind of speculative a little bit, but, you know, there's at least probably 8, you know, federal investigations in New Hampshire involving Free Staters. So,
sure. That we know of, right?
Yeah, right. That we can reasonably...
Most of them in Keene, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, the Crypto 6 is just one case. That's just one investigation.
You're just counting that as one,
right? Yeah.
So the rule is, of course, you know, don't talk to these people. They are not there to help you. If somebody starts talking about violence, the odds are
violence
they're working
crime.
For the feds.
Yep.
And you need to not talk to that person beyond to tell them to go away. And they're not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He also ruled, the judge ruled, the defendants could not inquire about the past conduct of several FBI agents. Though the government would be allowed to question the defendants about episodes in their past. 5 days before trial, Jonker, the judge, handed the defense a rare victory by ruling that if 2 undercover FBI agents appeared as witnesses, that they had to use their real names. Wow, that was the...
They had to use the real names.
Wow.
Wow.
After all the preceding decisions, it was hard to overlook the irony. Quote, it is time for all guise and pretense to end and for making the prosecution... And for the prosecution to present the evidence in an open forum, the judge wrote, making it crystal clear to the jury and the public that inside the courtroom, nothing is undercover and everything is out in the open will best ensure fairness during trial and eventual acceptance and respect for whatever the jury ultimately decides.
He said after keeping all the exculpatory evidence undercover.
Yeah, you know, it makes you really question jury trials because it's not the jury that's deciding if they don't have the information
that's
to make the decision. It's an outright scam. It's the judge, it's the prosecutor, these are the people who ultimately end up determining how the jury votes. And if that's the case, then it's not anything more than a show trial.
Or in the case of a trial like this, a sham would be a better word. On the 13th day of the trial, a stream of potential witnesses arrived in the courtroom. They'd all been subpoenaed by the defense, but addressing them one by one, the government warned them to think very carefully before testifying. One of the prosecutors asked a woman named Taya Plummer pointed questions about her boyfriend, who plays no role whatsoever in the kidnapping case, but is a member of an armed militant group in another state. The prosecutor, Jonathan Roth, noted that he wasn't aware that Plummer herself was in any trouble with the law, but he left the unavoidable impression that could change if she made the wrong decision. As for how things would play out, quote, I'd leave that to her.
They're literally blackmailing people into testifying how the prosecution wants them to testify in order to not be threatened, you know, with cage time themselves.
Further charges.
Or at all, in this case, it sounds like.
Yeah. It meant, if it was meant as a threat, it worked. Plummer said she would invoke her constitutional right against self-incrimination. Jonker released her subpoena and excused her. Under similar pressure from the government, 6 other potential defense witnesses, including a controversial FBI informant, Stephen Robeson, at the heart of the investigation, announced that they too would prefer to remain silent. And defense attorneys told Jonker that several additional witnesses intended to do the same, so they decided against even calling them to court. At least one of those individuals, a retiree from Virginia named Frank Butler, had been sent a letter by the Justice Department telling him he was the target of an investigation. There's more on the way about this incredible situation that still resulted in 2 not guilty verdicts.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the United States has been clear about supplying Ukraine with strictly defensive weapons. But Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls wants to see a shift in this policy. He's encouraging NATO to help Ukraine launch strikes on Russia's critical infrastructure like oil depots.
If we leave all of Russian logistics unfettered, then they would be able to continue to push and push and push more men and material.
The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men who claimed an FBI informant set them up faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. USA Radio News. Allergy season is in full bloom, but in a COVID world, symptoms can be similar. Today's show, medical correspondent Dr. Natalie Azar says there are still differences between the two.
Super itchy eyes, itchy nose, more consistent with allergy, and of course, the muscle aches, the fever, the loss of taste and smell is more consistent with COVID.
The doctor does say if you can't tell if you have allergies or COVID, you should get yourself tested. Right now, many tree pollens are very common, and depending on where you live, different allergens peak at different times. Border Patrol agents have arrested 72 people on three boats trying to cross into the United States near San Diego. The Border Patrol says they were able to stop two of the boats before they got to land and arrested the people from Mexico coming off a third boat. While trying to escape, one woman fell into the water and was hit by the boat. An agent swam out to rescue her and pulled her to shore. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The number 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We're getting into some of the details of this Michigan militia case where two people were found not guilty today. Other two found hung jury, so they're probably going to be retried.
Were they actually from the Michigan militia?
I don't know about that.
One of them was real, as I understand it, and the other militia was entirely fabricated by the FBI.
Well, the reason I ask is the Michigan militia was allegedly involved in the bombing of the Oklahoma Murrow Federal Building years ago.
And oh, wow.
So it's an actual organization.
Yeah, I remember them being talked about back in the 90s.
I mean, was the organization itself involved, or was it just people from the organization?
It was somebody somehow
connected to
them, supposedly. I'm not even sure that the people convicted of that were guilty.
This is how they slander, slander organizations that they don't like, is by saying, "Oh, he's a
militia member."
Yeah, and he's associated with this group, and it's like, but that group has nothing to do with what he did. And
90% of the members of the militia are federal agents.
Yeah, well, it was strange because that had something to do with red pilling me in that, I was like, on the one hand, I thought, okay, well, these people did this awful thing, but on the other hand, they're the first people I've ever heard of who have politics similar to mine. They actually think the federal government is doing too much, and I was, even though I'm,
yeah.
I'm not all into religion. I was horrified by the Branch Davidian massacre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I think that was a real turnoff to the feds for a lot of people back then, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the whole Bundy Ranch thing. It's like, I definitely don't share their politics, but yeah, they're not wrong in regards to government intrusion on their rights and their lands and things, and it's like...
And Ammon Bundy, as I understand it, is actually more libertarian in that he came out in support of not the organization but the Black Lives Matter movement, and said, well, you know, the police are killing too many black people, you know, which I certainly would agree with, even though, you know, the organization is, you know, just a bunch of Marxists who took donations and bought mansions.
I heard about that. The U.S. government kills too many people, period, especially around the world. Many of them, though, are also not necessarily black specifically, but, you know, of other ethnicities and, you know, who are in power mostly in the United States.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't know if... I don't know if it's more likely to happen to black people or not, but
I
can certainly understand why black people would think so, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't, you know, judge that given the history of the last 400 years. You know, it's going to take people a while to get over that.
I think the problem that we have when we focus on black people is that black people are, while they're absolutely a persecuted group, I think is probably the right word, there's a lot of other persecuted groups, and frequently, like, young people.
It's mostly poorer
people,
poorer people.
Really.
That tends to be who they target, but certainly blacks are disproportionately targeted in a lot of places.
There's a bunch of different minority groups who are being persecuted still, or have been in the past, and it's changed a little bit over time, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're driving a Lexus around, you're much less likely to be targeted than somebody driving a beat-up old, you know, piece of junk or whatever, as far as police pullovers are concerned. And the cops know the Lexus driver can afford. The cops know a Lexus driver can afford an attorney.
Yeah.
So they're real careful with that. Prosecutors in this case, back to the Michigan story here from BuzzFeedNews.com, their tactics were so heavy-handed they could easily have backfired, causing the jury to wonder why it was so important to shut people up. But, of course, the jury never saw any of that because, as you know, if you've watched trials before, they get removed from the courtroom any time any kind of, you know, discussion like this happens in front of a judge. So they have no idea about the fact that the judge is excluding all this evidence or that the judge is excluding all of these witnesses, and they have no idea. So the all the jury saw, according to BuzzFeed, was the result of all these things, which was a piteously threadbare defense. There were only three witnesses called by the defense who collectively testified for, well, three witnesses allowed for the defense, who collectively testified for scarcely 30 minutes to bolster the case compared to the relentless stream of undercover agents, cooperators, informants, experts, associates, and even Barry Croft's weeping girlfriend that the government was allowed to parade before the jury. It was so thin, it was almost no defense at all. The prosecution had closed off so many of the defense's options that last Thursday, Daniel Harris, a 24-year-old ex-Marine with a boyish face and a goofy sense of humor, decided to testify in his own defense, a risky move that, surprisingly, seems to have paid off, because he was one of the two that was found not guilty. Quote, "Daniel told me from day one that he was innocent," said his attorney. "The jury believed him," she said. According to Kelly, both she and Harris broke into tears as the verdict was read. Friday happened to be Caserta's birthday, and he exclaimed the jury's decision was the best birthday present he had ever gotten. After almost a year and a half in detention, both men were immediately released and headed home. Wow, they didn't get bail. Fox and Croft, meanwhile, returned to jail pending a potential retrial, and the attorneys could not be reached for comment. In the government's telling, the most critical moment when the alleged plot took place in September of 2020, when Foxcroft and others piled into three trucks and headed out to conduct nighttime surveillance of Whitmer's Lakeside College. It was not a great success.
College?
Sorry, cottage. Thank you. For one thing, their companions that night included two confidential informants and two undercover agents. Some 10 additional FBI agents followed them en route, and stationary cameras mounted at strategic spots tracked their progress. For another, despite all the careful planning, the men failed to find Whitmer's house because they'd been given the wrong address, and heavy rains made it impossible for them to spot one another from across the lake as they had hoped to do. Nonetheless, the government seized on the narrative value of that outing, and several times throughout the trial showed the jury a pair of videos reenacting it, except it looked a little different on the projector screen. In one of the videos, a confidential informant and two agents sit in a truck parked in Whitmer's driveway, which none of the defendants ever found. A second video, viewed from across the lake, shows a glowing infrared illuminator held by an FBI agent standing on Whitmer's boat deck, a vantage point that not one of the defendants ever had. That's just dishonest, Blanchard said in court on Friday, but it's certainly made for good viewing. In the end, and in ways that may be unsatisfying to many of the parties, the case that was tried in Grand Rapids will inevitably reach far beyond the evidence shown in court or even the partial verdict delivered on Friday afternoon. In a January order, Judge Jonker wrote that one of the challenges of the trial would be ensuring the jurors ignore extraneous information about the FBI and its tactics and focus only on the specific facts of the case. The reality, however, is that other than the prosecution's flowing out of the ongoing Capitol riot probe, the Michigan case stands as the most ambitious and closely watched investigation of domestic extremism in an entire generation. Whether they cross the sharply defined line into entrapment is a matter of legal definitions, but the tactics employed by the FBI to develop its case against the defendants, despite the Justice Department's best efforts to keep those tactics secret, conform to a growing popular conception of government overreach. Manipulating people into committing crimes is unacceptable in America, said Blanchard in closing arguments, carefully calibrated to press that hot button. Quote, that's not how it works. We don't make terrorists so we can arrest them, unquote. Blanchard was
That's exactly what the government
yeah,
does.
Yeah, they do.
Indeed, they point that out here. Blanchard was mistaken. Using swarms of informants to push suspected radicals toward violence is, in fact, exactly how it works. The FBI has been doing it for at least half a century, from the Black Panthers in the 1970s to Muslim groups in the wake of 9/11. But because the targets in this case were conservative white men, those tactics touched a nerve with a swath of the population that had never seriously considered the issue before.
Yeah, you know, it's disturbing that they're literally fabricating evidence in these cases, because obviously if you create a, I don't know what they call it, was it a demo or whatever, and it's not accurate.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, those TV shows that, oh, this is just a recreation, the true crime shows yeah. where they dramatize things. Yeah, I'm amazed that they let that into court.
They shouldn't have.
No.
This judge wasn't going to throw it out, though. He was totally bought for the prosecution, hooked,
yeah.
you know, completely from top to bottom. We got more on the way. You can join us. We'll get into the banking warning of a recession shock.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and share your thoughts. Whatever is on your mind. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. Bank of America saying there is a recession shock coming to the economy. We can tell you more about that. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody joining you tonight. You can join us online and help us out like Patrick Easterday has done. Patrick is a gold-level member of our AMPS Patreon. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to help us for as little as $5 a month. Patrick's doing gold, so he's doing, I think, $10 a month there. And help us get the word out about the ideas of liberty, get on more great radio stations around the country. We've got over 190 stations airing the show these days. Those 190 are not all on at once, by the way. It's over an entire week. We've got 190 stations. So you can help us get to 250, 200, you know, whatever, 300, et cetera. It's all possible, but it does take a little bit of money. It takes a little bit of time, a little bit of marketing, and you can help us with that, like Patrick has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our Patreon. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So to go back to the story that I had originally sort of teased at the very beginning of the show about Bank of America warning in a weekly research note, according to Reuters report, the macroeconomic picture is deteriorating fast and could push the U.S. economy into a recession. Inflation shock worsening, rates shock just beginning, recession shock coming, said Bank of America's chief investment strategist Michael Hartnett in a note to clients, adding that in this context, cash volatility, commodities, and cryptocurrencies could outperform bonds and stocks. Who would have thought we would see the day when Bank of America was admitting that cryptocurrencies may actually be a better investment than the stocks and bonds?
Did they say cash would be a better investment than stocks?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it? But that's what they said.
Mm. Well, I mean, if the stock market's likely to fall, then that's probably true.
It may not fall as fast as cash. You're saying cash will not fall as fast as stock.
I guess, it kind of makes sense in terms of if, you know, for a moment, it could be the case that dollars will hold more value than the
stock market. If it takes a real beat.
Yeah, if you have inflation and a falling market, then cash is a better investment than stock.
Yeah, but I mean, again,
that's a really bad situation to be in if that's the case, though.
Bank of America suggesting cryptocurrencies might be a better investment than the old school investments. It's didn't see that one coming.
No, not at all.
The Federal Reserve signaled this week that it will likely start culling assets from its $9 trillion balance sheet at its meeting in early May and will do so at nearly twice the pace they did previously in their previous quantitative tightening exercise as it confronts inflation running at a four-decade high. A large majority of investors also expect the central bank to hike its key interest rate by 50 basis points. In terms of notable weekly flows, Bank of America said emerging market equity funds enjoy the biggest inflow in 10 weeks. I have no idea what that means. Anyway, that's pretty much the story. They're predicting a recession shock to the economy.
The crazy thing is, like, prices have already gone up so much.
Yeah, but they're saying it's not a recession yet.
Which is crazy. And I get
housing prices
kinda
are going up, right? Like, you know, do we need to see a crash?
It's not just housing prices.
Well,
rising
prices contribute peripherally to avoiding a recession in that a recession is defined as two consecutive months of negative growth.
Two
consecutive quarters of negative growth of GDP.
Okay.
Rising prices don't come into it except that rising prices can be reflected in rising GDP.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've got inflation going on, and we certainly do in a way that we haven't seen in most of our lifetimes at this point,
definitely not.
Then prices are going up, but also wages have to go up as well. So those all
not
get,
necessarily.
Well, they do, if that's what's happening.
People get poorer.
Well, people are getting poorer because the wages don't keep up with the rising prices.
Right.
Yes. But because those numbers are all going up, GDP number go up too.
Oh, I follow what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, that certainly can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question is, is the average rate of pay going up relative to inflation and everything else?
It never has.
Right. We've been getting poorer since at least, I think, the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, in the United States.
Yeah, that's true. And now poorer even faster.
Yes.
So even though people have gone from $10 an hour to $15 an hour, it still doesn't buy them what it used to.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It's funny. A couple of years ago, I couldn't even envision paying somebody $15 an hour. And now I'm like,
you have to, right?
Now I'm thinking like, we're getting very close to, well, you know, it's actually, no.
Dunkin' Donuts is paying $15 an hour.
Well, hold on. We actually have to, this is an interesting conversation to have. A lot of these places that say they're paying $15, $20 an hour are not actually paying those rates.
Really?
No. What they're doing is they're deceiving people into applying for the job, going through the whole emotional process, and then telling them, oh, yeah, that's only for, like, management, but there's only one position in the store, and that's already taken, so we only pay you $12 an hour or $10 an hour.
So it's a bait and switch?
It's a bait and switch tactic, and it's apparently widespread across the industry.
Jeez.
Industries. Yeah, so, I actually kind of realized this and discovered this because I have a business myself, and I'm like, how am I going to pay somebody $15 an hour without raising the prices? And the customers aren't going to pay those prices. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, nobody's actually doing that. And I just flat out, I forget what the expression is, like bait the something or other. But I'm like, I'm going to be upfront with somebody when I hire them. And I'm going to be like, look, I know that, like, everybody else is advertising a certain amount, but I also know that they're not actually getting that. And,
wow.
You know, and I'll just be honest, like, this is what I can afford to pay you.
That's good, because, you work with your coworkers.
Right.
And these other companies are mega corporations
right,
where the hiring agent never sees the person that they hire later on, right?
It's interesting because this is actually something I have seen before, but I didn't realize how widespread it had become.
Wow.
And, because even, I want to say, like, early 2000, I think it was early 2000s time period, or maybe not early 2000s. 2007, 2008, that time period, I actually saw the same thing happen where employers were advertising, you know, certain rates of pay, and then it's like, wait a minute, that's not what you're actually paying. Where they'll offer advertise certain jobs, and then when you actually you finish the interview, they'll be like, oh, well, we don't actually have that job available, but we have this other job, and so you're kind of you're pushed into taking, you know, a much lower rate.
But back then, it was a much tighter job market. As opposed
to
now.
But the tactics still work.
I see what you're saying, but as of...
when was the job, when was the market, job
it was
market
during,
tighter than it is now?
2007, 2008.
It's not tight now. You can get any job you want right now.
But that doesn't mean...
Oh, okay, tight in that direction.
That doesn't mean the tactics don't work on most people. It still works on most people because of the stresses of finding a job, even if the market is good. Because most people don't like going through the whole interview process and applying and sending out 1,000 resumes.
But back then, you were as a you know, as a human resources director, you would have a stack of 1,000 resumes on your desk to go through. You could pick the best of the best. Now, you're lucky if you have 10, right? Like now there's so many jobs available.
Well, and this is why.
Last Saturday.
So one of the problems right now is that the restaurants and other businesses can't afford to actually pay people what their competitors are paying them because they're not actually paying them that amount. So they're all forced to advertise and manipulate in order to attract people to actually. Because if you're advertising $10 an hour, right? Nobody's going to apply because everybody else is advertising $10 or $15. Even if everybody else is paying $10 too. You have to advertise, you know, the higher rate in order to get them to apply.
What were you saying about last Saturday?
Last Saturday, the Keene Cumberland Farms closed at 8 p.m.
because they
didn't have anybody to work.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Bonnie was telling me that her sister, who doesn't live around here, she lives in Alabama, was working for a makeup store, Sally's Beauty Supply. She was one of two employees that this store had.
Wow.
Two employees. The other girl quit. And so she quit. And so they must have closed the store, right? Unless the district manager wants to come in and work 8 hours or 10 hours a day or whatever. So, like, it's just amazing how few people are willing to work these days.
Yeah, it really is. It's interesting. And it's not even like people... I don't want to say, like, Americans are lazy, but certainly there are a lot of lazy people out there, and it's amazing.
Add welfare to the mix, too.
Yeah, but what I want to say is it's amazing when you find somebody these days who has, like, a good work ethic.
They want to show up on time, smile at the customer.
I've got a couple of employees right now that are just amazing.
Wow,
and,
you lucked out.
But I'm like, I've never had employees. I have had a couple of employees that were probably pretty good like this. But most employees I've had over the the last decade, more than a decade now of being in business, haven't been anywhere near good work ethic. Right?
Is this Bank of America guy right? Is there a recession shock on the way? If you want to weigh in on the economic situation here and now, you're welcome to join us. We've got a whole hour to go. The number 603-283-6160. People are changing their spending habits, by the way, due to the constantly rising prices thanks to inflation. We'll talk about what they're doing.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.